Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. We pray that you are having a great and glorious day. I just went and got a drink of water before I stepped into the studio here, and my mouth moved from where it used to be and splashed water all down my shirt and all that sort of fun stuff. I hate it when my mouth moves like that. I told Danny, I said, I don't think I got that wet in the shower this morning. Anyway, it'll dry. If that's the worst thing that happens to me all day, it's been a great day. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we're here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening. We're over on WWBC 1510 AM, 10:30 of a morning. And we are at Merritt Assembly of God Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Sunday school, worships at 10:30, and then we have our Wednesday night services at 7, where we are making disciples who make disciples. And, you know, sometimes when you don't get in on the beginning, you think, well, I can't jump in. And that's not the case with this. This is not one of those classes where if you miss class one, you are hopelessly in, behind schedule and all that. This, you can start at any given point and jump on in. And I guarantee you that it will be a blessing in your life. Out of all of the things that we have done, this is probably the thing that our congregation is the most excited about. And all the time that we have. Sunday school is phenomenal. And then this discipleship class on Wednesday nights has been absolutely glorious. And we don't want you to miss out. If you do not have a church home, I would like to personally invite you to Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We are a church that is blessed to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to God. We want to be a blessing to our families. We want to be a blessing to the church, and we want to be a blessing to the community. We want to be a blessing spiritually, relationally, financially. We want to be a blessing in every way that God will enable us to do that. Part of that being a blessing is here on the radio program, and we hope it is a blessing in your life. So, with that being said, we are going to return today to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Yesterday we got stuck at what is the life of a believer look like, and today we're going to move on from that just a little bit. Verse number 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." So yesterday we were in verse number 15, and what part has a believer with an unbeliever? A believer was defined as a person who is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. They live a lifestyle of belief. It is not just a philosophical acknowledgement, but it's we believe and we act. Belief is an action plan in the life of a believer. We are believers, we are faithful, we are reliable, and we are trustworthy. And if there's any area in that we fall short in, we need to ask God for a strategy to become better in those areas, so that we reflect his nature and his compassion for the lost better than what we have. What is there a partnership between a believer and an unbeliever? We've already seen in verse number 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Well, an unbeliever is a person that is exactly the opposite. They are contrary to those four things. They are people who do not believe the word of God. So, the Bible talks about there would be a time when good would be called evil and evil would be called good. And in order for that to take place, they would have to operate from a different moral foundation than what believers operate in. So the Bible talks about that there are people who will reject the righteousness of God and will try and establish a righteous standard of their own. And so that's why you see such fluidity in our contemporary society about what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. Well, here's the thing. As a believer, if it's not acceptable to God, it's not acceptable to me. And so when you have unbelievers who don't believe that this is the inerrant word of God, then they have no problem setting the moral code of the word of God. They have no problem setting that aside to establish a moral code that is not based on what is moral, but instead it's based upon their feelings about what is popular. And so what sort of agreement or partnership can function between believers and unbelievers? Well, it gets really difficult because you've got one standard that says, this is what I believe, and the other group that says, I don't believe that, and I'm not going to live my life that way. So if I could throw a third group of people in there, they are people who are looking to game the system. I've had people that said, look, you tell me when Jesus is coming back, and right before he gets back, then I will give my life to Jesus. Well, you know what? Jesus is not looking for the leftovers. He's not looking for my leftovers. He's looking for my best. He's not looking for your leftovers. Jesus is not looking for a one-night stand. He is looking for a lifetime journey together with you and I. So my regrets that I have in my life are never about the things that I have done for God. My regrets are the opportunities that I didn't avail myself of. People who are unbelievers say, look, I want to squeeze as much misery out of my life as this world has to offer. So I'm going to reject the word of God, and I'm going to live my life on my own terms. I did it my way. And even though the result of that is misery and heartache and ruin and dysfunction, I'm going to do it that way until the very last breath. And then I'm going to say, okay, now listen, If you're down to your last breath, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and become a believer. The thief on the cross was welcomed into, was the first person that got to enjoy paradise because of Jesus' sacrificial death. So I don't want you to disclaim that, but that was his, that was not only his last opportunity, that may have been his first opportunity. So if today is the first time that you are hearing that Jesus wants to forgive you your sins and be the Lord of your life, take advantage of it. But no matter where it is in the numerical cycle, don't postpone it. Say yes as quickly as possible. Unbelievers are not only people who don't believe the Word of God, but also they're unbelievable. They can't, you cannot take the things that they say as an old expression goes, you can't take it as gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel is not the good news of Bob. It's not manufactured by me. It's not for my glory. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. It's a message from him, through him, to you for his glory. So I tell people, if you have a problem with something that I've said, that I've said from the Bible, you don't have a problem with me. You have a problem with God. Well, the world is, excuse me, the world is filled. I wish I hadn't spilled that water down my shirt now. Wish I got it down my throat. The world, unfortunately, has far too many people in it that you can't believe, because they operate from a different standard. Humans, originally, we are by nature very trusting people. Christians, by supernatural nature, are very trusting people. And so that's why scam artists are so effective, is because we tend to believe the things that people are saying. But when you've got people who are operating from an unbiblical, ungodly foundation, their message has no backing to it. So I don't believe them. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've had people that ought to have been in positions to tell the truth that I know for a fact they were not telling the truth. And they were in positions of authority. And so when that happened, all of a sudden, I began to look at them with a different scrutiny than I did before. It's like, okay, just because you're in authority doesn't mean that you're telling the truth, because you're operating from a deceptive foundation instead of a foundation of truth. So let's look at these other things. So if they're not believers, they're unbelievers, and they're not believable because they're unbelievers themselves, are they trustworthy? Are they trustworthy? The Bible talks about that an unfaithful person, I'm thinking of a particular proverb right now, is like a person who would try and lean on a stick with that had a pointed end on it, where instead of it holding you up and stabilizing you, instead it penetrated your skin and it caused you pain. Unfaithfulness is not a laughing matter. If you're listening to me and you're married, please understand that unfaithfulness will damage generationally. It does damage generationally. It damages people in their spirit. It damages people in their emotions. It can damage people's mental processes. It damages people financially. There's an entire panorama of pain and suffering that originates in the unfaithfulness of a man or a woman. It's not to be played with. It is not a toy. You know, I see videos of people who are, playing with poisonous snakes just to be horsing around with them. It's like, you are out of your mind. You know why? Because a rattlesnake is very trustworthy to be a rattlesnake. So I don't want to mess with rattlesnakes. I think that's playing with fire. You don't want to mess around with unfaithfulness, because you will be the one that gets burned, as well as a whole bunch of collateral damage that could take place. You know, you need to be trustworthy, you need to be faithful, and you need to be reliable. Unbelievers are none of those things. So they're not believers. They're unbelievers. They're unbelievable, and they're unfaithful. So I tell people, don't be surprised when a sinner acts like a sinner. You can't be too surprised when a person that doesn't believe that there's a hell to avoid and a heaven to gain, if they don't believe in the Word of God, then they don't have the boundaries. They do not have all of the information about the benefits and the consequences that come. And so unfaithfulness is becoming more commonplace. My brain hurts sometimes when I see the recklessness that is on display, and the young adults and the teenagers that are coming up, they are so biblically illiterate that they don't realize. I mean, how let me put it to you this way. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." That's what I think of this present generation that is coming up, that their parents got away from the house of God, and so it might even be two or three generations back before there was anybody who even believed the Word of God or read the Word of God. And unfaithfulness will thrive in a wordless environment. An environment that is void of the Word of God will generate a people who are unfaithful. Now, don't expect your government to just give you a pass if you're unfaithful in paying your taxes. They won't. They will come after you with all that they've got. Okay? But unfaithfulness is so damaging. Please hear the heart of this pastor. If you've been unfaithful, repent. Repent. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Do your best to repair the damage. Don't be afraid to humble yourself and ask for forgiveness, and take the necessary steps to rebuild trust and establish yourself as a believer. If I was not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, nobody would really like me, because that wouldn't be, I wouldn't be a nice guy apart from Jesus, more than likely. But man, the uncertainty of living in an unfaithful society with unfaithful people as an unfaithful person, man, that would be traumatizing. It would just be dysfunctional. So let's look, unfaithfulness and unreliable. You're not going to be able to count. My grandfather got a job, and let's see, I'm going to see if I can count him. There were one, two, three, four generations of our family that worked at that particular company. My grandfather got hired. He got his dad hired. My dad worked for that company. And then myself and my siblings, we worked for that company for a time. And my grandfather was friends with the guy who owned the company. And he had told my grandfather, he said, "You can work here as long as you would like." My grandfather loved to work. I mean, loved to work. He would go to work. He also did air conditioning installations and repairs after he got off work. He would go to work, then he would come home, he'd eat dinner, then he'd go on service calls until it was time to come home and go to bed and do it all over again. About the only time I ever saw him get sick was when he was going on vacation towards the end of his life. He loved to work. And they said, "You can work here as long as you want." And the company got bought, and the company got bought. And he worked there for 52 years, and somebody bought the company and said, "Enjoy your retirement." And they said, "You're not going to be able to work here anymore." People put a lot of faith and trust in things that this world has to offer, but the Bible says that moth and rust and thieves can all have a devastating impact on those things. They are not reliable. So if you are putting your faith and trust in something that's not God, please understand it's probably unstable, and you'd better have a backup plan. With Jesus as my financial advisor, he is my backup plan. He really is. So there's faithful, there's believing. Unbelievers are unfaithful, they're unbelieving, they're unreliable, and they're untrustworthy. So Ronald Reagan at one point in time was quoted as saying, "Trust but verify. Trust but verify." How do you handle people that are untrustworthy? So at one point in time, when we first came to Brevard County, it was over 30 years ago, and I was brought into town to manage a shoe department in one of the department stores. And my wife, we had one child at the time. My wife would put up the stock at night, and I would manage the shoe store during the day. And so she would bring our son, and we would swap, you know, the keys to the car, excuse me. And I'd come back when the store closed, and that's how we lived. We only had the one car at the time. And I had a number of other people that worked for me. And so every night when I would leave, I'd say, "Okay, these are the things that I need done." And I would do that every day. And I had to process the sales and all of that as far as the payroll went, and the sales registers and all of that sort of stuff that nowadays people wouldn't understand, but it was the way it was normal business practices back in the 1980s and 90s. So I give the people their assignments for that night. I come in and they haven't sold anything the next day, and they didn't do any of the things that I said. And my wife said, you know that they don't pay attention to any of the stuff that you say. I said, of course I do. That's why the things that I tell them to do are never the really critical things that I need to have done. I tell them the things that need to get done with the hopes that they will get it done. Because I would just not want to sit around and be bored. Here's the thing. Believers and unbelievers have no part in one another because they operate in two entirely different manners. And if you are not faithful in that which is little, you will not be faithful in that which is much. And if you are unfaithful in that which is little, you will be unfaithful in what is much. So no matter where you find yourself in the spectrum, whether it is believing the Word of God or not believing the Word of God, put a strategy in place where you fall in love with the Word of God. Listen, if you say, well, I've got questions, I guarantee you there are answers. You know, you come to Marist Assembly of God, we don't shy away from the hard questions. We answer those questions. Some people don't like the answers, but that's, you know, that's not my problem. I try and communicate it with love and things like that, but we address, you know, even the hard topics. So, you know, that's being a person who's a believer. Be faithful instead of unfaithful. What do faithful people and unfaithful people have in common? Not much. Two completely different goals. One's all about pleasure and the other's about reward. I want to see God as faithful. So reliable, be someone that can be counted on. Okay. And this translates to a work environment, not just to a church environment. Be a person that communicates and says, look, you need this done, I'll get it done. And lastly, be a person who's trustworthy. What part has a believer with an unbeliever? And the answer is not much. One was an unbeliever that became a believer, and I pray that all of us would end up with that being the adjective describing our life. Be a believer today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
My soul yearns and even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. My soul yearns and even faints for the courts of the Lord.